A little known, by me, fact about magic tricks. The most dangerous ever, according to a magic tricks website, is the catch the bullet in your teeth trick. The website reports that the trick, illusion is a far better word, has killed 15 imperfect illusionists over the past 500 years. Do the math. That's 3 lost every century. A staggering toll. Lest the foolishly bold begin to log on in an attempt to better the odds for the performers, I hasten to add that the website doesn't explain how one catches a bullet in one's teeth. It does, however, sell a book offering a step-by-step guide to levitation, and another, the 360-degree arm twist performed on one's own arm, and another, a take-a-bite-from-a-quarter trick, making a career as a magician sound just about as appealing as that of magician's helper. Magician's helper, because it's those persons who suffer the most at the hands of the magicians, or who give the illusion of suffering. They remain motionless during the knife toss. They withstand the scratchy, skin-tight sequins. They are sawed in two. Well, they're not really sawed in two, and it's not training in magic that's the basis for that assertion, but training in law. Some guy named Horace Golden, magician, sued for the right to keep his trick, called alternately and crowd-drawingly vivisection, sawing a woman in two, sawing a lady in half, a secret. Back in the early 1920s, Mr. Golden made quite a name for himself on the vaudeville circuit and was shocked when a couple of motion picture producers revealed his secret in a film they called, with comparable cleverness, Sawing a Lady in Half. Magician Golden asked the courts in New York to put a stop to the film. Now, sure, the producers argued that some Egyptian hieroglyphics told of a similar trick and that some book published 30 years before did the same. But the magician convinced the court that the idea was his alone and that his magical creativity should be protected, movie enjoined. Zoom ahead as if by magic some 16 years later to a second lawsuit. This one filed by Mr. Golden against R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. A Camel Cigarettes magazine advertisement included the cigarettes and the now somewhat prophetic line, "It's fun to be fooled." To be fair, it then told the reader that it's more fun to know, and as proof of all this fun, the ad included a description of how the Saw the Woman in Two trick is done. Psst, it's not one woman, but two. The outraged magician Golden didn't win this time. It seems that he'd patented his trick and its box by the year of the lawsuit. The court found simply that a patented trick wasn't a secret anymore. Besides, it wrote, in a complete reversal of what the earlier court had decided, everyone should know how that trick is done. It's just common sense. As for the catch the bullet in the teeth trick, that one hasn't made it into the reported law cases. But it should have, in the criminal area. The first magician killed by the trick, according to that magic tricks website, was someone named Coulon. In a somewhat attenuated connection, he died in the 1500s when he was beaten to death with his trick pistol. No mention if the one doing the beating was a skeptical crowd or a disgruntled magician's helper. I'm Amy Guida.